פרשת השבוע פרשת כי תצא למלחמה על אויביך. יש בפרשה הרבה נושאים. There's lots of different topics in this week's parasha. אני רוצה לדבר על נושא שביותר קרוב לסוף הפרשה. That's close to the end or somewhere in the middle. פרק חוף גימול. כתוב, it says in the pasuk, all the people that are not allowed to come bekal Hashem, psuadaka, kus shivcha, lo yavoy, psuadaka, kus shivcha, bekal Hashem. There's a people with some sort of physical malformation, lo yavoy, mamzer bekal Hashem, lo yavoy, amonim or avi bekal Hashem, gam dor asiri, lo yavoy, lohem bekal Hashem, ad oilam, amon in moyav, gam dor asiri, afilo achrei harbe dorot, adayen lo yicholim litchaten. להיות חלק מעם ישראל. Why? על דבר שלא קידמו אסכם בלחם ובמים. Because they didn't come out to you and giving you food and water. ואשר סוחר אהולך אס בילם בן בור מפסור הרם נעריים לקללך. And also because they hired בילם בן בור. And then the pasuk continues, לא ואשם לוקח לשמוע אל בילם, השם didn't listen to him. And then the pasuk says, speaks about a mitzri, and the pasuk says that a mitzri is not allowed to come, also not allowed to marry. But when it comes to the third generation, then the mitzri is allowed in. So, the Chayra, it's a question. Mitzrim, we know that after the third generation, the Mitzri is allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. It's only the first three generations that they're not allowed in. After that, it's already okay. Mitzri Sheni is not allowed. The third generation is already okay. So the Shaila is, the Mitzrim, who they enslaved us, they killed children, slaughtered people. And for them, after two generations already, we're willing to allow them in. Kilo lo kol kach nora. We can forgive. Ma she'ein kein, Amon and Moav, my masu, they weren't hospitable. What did they do wrong? They didn't bring us lechem and mayim, and then forever we can't forgive them. Ad oylam lo yovo bekal Hashem zeshida. As the Sefer Talmid Oris mevi merav Reuven Malamed uomer pshatu kacha. Klal Yisrael uyu beMitzrayim, nachon. We were in Mitzrayim. VeLahem to the Mitzrim hayolem pachad. Because they wanted us to stay. And they wanted us to, they were afraid that we were going to cause some sort of revolution. And we were going to leave. As lechen, be'emet, haya lehem, siba, haya lehem, lefachot, they had some type of, at least they had some type of, machshava, lama lehem, zekedai, to leshabed et am Yisrael, to cause Klal Yisrael to be in a shibud. The Klal Yisrael, that they should be enslaved. Kilo ze muvan. We could understand it. It was for sure rishus. It was for sure. It was lo kefi adin. But it was at least understandable. Klal Yisrael is traveling through the desert. Ein lanu shum bayam Amon and Moav. We have no problem with Amon and Moav. Amon and Moav. We're even, you know, the children of Lot and Avram. We feel like cousins. And stam em osim lanu bayot. Why? Stam they want to start up with Klal Yisrael. That's unforgivable. Lachein amam in Moav, it says, gam dor asiri lo yavob kal Hashem. When it comes to the Mitzrim, so then we can allow him in. Now it's a pelad kazach. If you think about it, ma pitom, amam in Moav, where'd they come from? They stam from Lot. Lot was a moridika machnis oirich. Lot was a very hospitable person, to the extent that he was willing to risk his life for Achnas Azorchim. As Shoel HaMafoshim, Eich Hitdarder, how did it, like, you know, did it get down to such a low state? It's Hitdarder, is to go down. LaMatzav, that now, not only they're not willing to risk their life, but they're starting up with random people for no reason. Amon and Moav are the children of the descendants of Lot. Lot was a big machnas oirech. As how did it echit darder? How did it fall apart? As kanere apshatu kacha. Kanere apshatu she afilo she Amon and Moav, they came from a family with a legacy of chesed. They came from a family where there was a tremendous amount of charity that was being given and good deeds that were being done. Aval, there's a difference between a person that does a good deed because he feels like it's going to work for him. He'll make that into his, you know, that'll become his persona. It'll become his thing that he's the chesed man. And then it'll be, you know, he's doing it shaloi lishma. Then someone who understands what it means to do chesed. He understands what it means to care for someone else. It's a different thing, totally. Avram Avinu, his chesed was a bechina of chesed which was amiti, which was real. Lot's chesed was warped. Lot's chesed was not really out of care and concern for other people. Lochain, and if that's the case, so then his children aren't really picking up on the fundamentals or the foundations of why we should do chesed. And if the chesed doesn't anymore talk to you, or it doesn't anymore work for you, so then they don't do it. עוזבים את זה. איפה אני רואה שלוט, החסד שלו לא היה אמיתי? It was by the biggest chesed that Lot ever did. Lot הכניס שלוש אורחים לבית שלו, he brought in three אורחים, and he risked his life to have these people in his house. Comes a mad mob, and they come around the tent, and they say, we want your orchim, we want you to send them out. And it was yadua that the people in Sodom were very immoral people. And Lot was afraid what they were going to do to them. As ma amar, what did he say to the people outside? He said to them, listen, I have daughters that are, you know, daughters that have never been with a man before. They're wonderful, beautiful daughters. Why do you have to, you know, take my guests? Better take my daughters. Do you hear the insanity of what the man is saying? He's throwing his daughters to a mad mob because he doesn't want to, because he wants to be able to be machnas orech. Means a person who's being machnas orech because he's concerned for someone else. So then you don't sacrifice your own children's well-being because of your for your guests. Aval kanireh that there was something wrong here in Lot's his priorities. They weren't mesudah. So therefore, when the chesed eventually, when it filters down to the next dayrois, so it doesn't come out the way it was in the original, in the previous generations. Okay. So I'd like to speak for a moment about the Tchilata Parasha, about the Inyan of Ben Soirer Moire. Ze Inyan Ma'od Ma'anyen. Because it says that a Ben Soirer Moire is being killed. And it's not clear what his punishment is. I mean, what his sin is. I'm sorry. His punishment is clear. He gets killed by Skila. But what exactly a sin is not clear in the Pasuk. Yadua, it's very famous. The Chazal say he's nidan al shem soifoy, and then he gets killed. But what exactly was his punishment? The Ben Sayer Umar. And the Ibn Ezra says a fascinating pshat. The Ibn Ezra says that Ben Sayer Umar was an apikoris. How is he an apikoris? Where do we see apikoris? So, in order to understand the Ibn Ezra, you have to understand what does the word apikoris really mean. The word apikoris is not Lashon Kodesh. I think it's Greek. It's apikoro is a word which means that a person who is really consumed in himself. That's what the word means. So, the idea of a Ben Sayer Umar is as follows. He's totally consumed in himself. His life is all about self-gratification. He needs to be able to take care of his own personal desires. Everything is just about me. He could steal from his parents. He could kill people. Everything, all that makes a difference is I need to take care of who what I need. That's what and the Ben Sayer Umayra is to the point where nothing else matters. And that's really what apikorsis is. A person's like, he can't think about the fact that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu because that's mechayev me to do something. Then I feel like required to reciprocate. I can't do that. So I need to exist only in my own bubble. And that's what Ben Sayer Umar is. Kol ha-chayim shelo, everything in his life, hu choshev rak al atzmo. He's only thinking about himself. Where does he come from? So the parasha of Nei Ben Sayer Umar is when it speaks about a person. Kielo shnei noshim ahachas ahuva v'ahachas snua. He has two wives, ahuva and asnua. And Chazal say that this Ben Sayer Umar is the product of this union of this man and his isha asnua, and his wife that he hates. You're going to have a wife that you hate. You'll end up having a Ben Sayer Umar. What's the pshat? Because how does this happen that a person can end up in a situation where he has a wife that he hates? It happens because a person who's not prepared to think about someone else, so then they end up hating that person. The idea of ahava, of love. So we have a misconception of what ahava means. Ahava, a person says, I love my car. A person says, I love to eat steak. There, he doesn't love the car, he loves himself. He just loves how the car makes him feel. When a person says, I love my wife, he thinks that means, I love the way my wife makes me feel. That's a big mistake. That's a person who's thinking about himself. But ahava, the Rav Dessler says, a famous kuntris of Rav Dessler is Miloshen Hav. Ahava is to give. Ahava is when you think about others. A person says he has a isha that he's snua. That means he's not willing to give to her. There's a isha that's a huva and a snua. Because he's thinking about himself. He's thinking about what's good for me. How does that happen in a relationship? The parashat of Neza is parashat Eshet Yifat Toar. A woman who's a beautiful woman. And the man sees a beautiful woman, he goes to war and he wants to marry her. Why does he want to marry this woman? This is the woman he wants to marry. Why? Because the chemistry is good, because they have so much in common. He wants to marry her because she's a beautiful woman. She's going to be a trophy wife. He wants to have a trophy wife. The person who's his whole relationship with his wife is all because of the way that she's doing for me. So that ends up eventually snua, because after a while she's not doing it. She can't maintain that. And then, if it's all about me, then it filters down to the children. And then it's all about them. I had once a bachur. There's a boy, not in this yeshiva. A boy told me the following thing. I want a wife that when she walks in the room, everyone's head turns. This was his hagdara of the wife that he wanted. Not that I am attracted to her. I want a wife, and when she walks in the room, everyone's head turns. That's who I want to marry. And he married such a woman. And he got divorced a year later. Because he said, I can't live with this woman. Because he wasn't really interested in her. She was his trophy. That's all it was. It was all about, this is something that is going to be look good next to me. But that's not sustainable. And that's what the parasha is telling us. A person has to become a giving person. Has to be about not about just myself, what works for me, and what makes me feel good. In relationships, we have to try to build them in a way that we're willing to step out of our comfort zone. And that's the greatest simcha that a person can have, is when he feels that he's not doing it for himself. Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote a letter to his son. In his letter to his son, listen to these beautiful words. He wrote, Adam loy le'atzmoy nivra. A man was not created for himself. Elo lehetiv lizulasoy. A man was put on this world in order to be good to someone else, to better someone else's life. Lehetiv lizulasoy. We're here in order to give to other people. And that is the entire purpose of our being. And I'll explain to you why. Lama zekacha? What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do? What makes the Kadosh Baruch Hu happy, ki'ilu? Kadosh Baruch Hu put this world here. Why? Why are we here? Because it's like an ego trip, because we serve him, and now he feels like... It's because he wants to give to us. He wants to share with us. And until there was an us, there's no one to share with. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an epitome of a meitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whole, everything that he's done is just giving to others, sharing with others. If we want, the greatest good in the world is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Share with other people. But share with them in the way that Avram shared with other people. Not the way that Lot shared with other people. Lot shared with other people because it's good for my reputation, you know, it makes me feel good and I'll become famous as I'm the chesed guy. That didn't filter down to the children. If we share the way Avram shared, which is when it's not convenient, when it's not comfortable, then we are being mekayim, the tachlis, the purpose that we're here. And that is the greatest simcha a person can possibly have. The greatest simcha we could have is when we feel that we're not just living for ourselves. Because then you're it. Then you're the epitome of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that's why it says that there was the Medrash says, Eila toilo shamayim va'aretz bihi bar'am. Eila toilo shamayim va'aretz bihi bar'am. These are the chronicles of Shemayim Va'aretz, Bihibarim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. Bihibarim, Oisiyos, Avraham. Avraham is the letters, the words Bihibarim. Says the Maral, the world was created for Avraham. Because Avraham was Meitiv Lizulasai. Avraham was, he was out for other people. And when he's old, and when he's tired, and when he's just after a surgery, and all he's thinking about is, I want to have Orchim. I want to have guests. I want to share with somebody. And it's not convenient then. It's not comfortable. That's the Ametiv Hamiti. That's Avraham Avinu. And the Ben Tzvi Meir is the Hippoch. It's the opposite of that. It's someone that he's just about himself. It's all he cares about is it's all about me. I got to take care of myself. I need my space. I need my time. I need my food. I need everything's got to work for me. And that's all he cares about. The nosei or the matzav, the zman of a Ben Tzvi Meir is dafka the first 3 months of his life. Not everyone knows this. When can a person actually be considered guilty of being a Ben Tzori Meira? First 3 months of his life. Because he says he still has to be a child, but he has to be still responsible. So it can't be before 13. But it can't be more than 3 months, because after 3 months he's already able to have children. So therefore he might already be a ish or a father. So therefore the whole din of a Ben Tzori Meira is the first 3 months. And before I should explain that the hatchala, the beginning, the foundation, is what's critical. The beginning of his life, if he starts off on the wrong path, so then this situation can be lethal. Because right there, from the get-go, he's going in the wrong direction. That's the importance of a haschola, of a beginning. And every beginning is kol kach chashuv. And the Shem Shmuel explains, that's why right before we speak about Ben Tzori Meira, we speak about, what do you have, two children? Who's the Bechor? What are you talking about the Bechor? He's the Bechor. Who gets the Pishnayim? Why are you talking about the... Because the Bechor is the beginning. So we're talking about how important and how chashuv the beginning is. The beginning of a Ben Tzori's life is so important. The beginning of a marriage is so important. Shana Rishayna. It's also in this week's parasha. The beginning of a Zman is so important. The beginning of a year is so important. And we have to make sure in our beginnings, as we're being matchil, that we make sure that we're setting ourselves up in the right way. And we're making sure, benegea to our roommates, right, a lot of people have, new roommates, and there's certain things that are uncomfortable. We're going to have to acclimate to new types of new conditions, new people, and we have to think: Am I just being wrapped up in myself? Am I caring about someone else? Am I living my life in order to alleviate someone else's pain or situation, or am I just concerned with what's making me feel good? The more we can get out of ourselves, the more we'll have real simcha, the more we'll have real menucha, we'll really feel like we're being mekayim, the tachlis of the bria, and Beis Hashem, we should be zoicha, that the haschola should start well and lead us to a good end. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.